Hello, welcome to the Pissed On podcast, where you get pissed on. Cute little play on words, obviously. The correct way to start something like this is a cute little introduction. So, my name's Ben. Fucking obviously, duh, like, okay. Whatever. Can you tell a man? I'm literally so livid. Okay. My name's Ben. I'm 14. I'm from Southern California. I am a cute little Mexican. Yeah. And I use the pronouns he, they. Mostly he, because, like, it's more convenient for others. But, you know, if you use they pronouns with me, you got my heart. You got my heart. But, okay, anyways, cute little introduction over. It's time for you guys to know why I'm fucking livid and angry and absolutely fucking over. Like, I'm literally so over today. Like, I just want to go to sleep. But obviously, I fucking can't because whatever. My body's a little... Okay, rewind. Obviously, I can't go to sleep because my body's a little bitch. Duh. My fucking God, it's so annoying. Okay. So, my day started off. Obviously, I woke up feeling fresh, refreshed. I didn't fucking feel refreshed. So, that's how I knew I was going to have a bad day. I should have known from the beginning, like, today's going to be a bad day. Because I didn't feel like I woke up. Like, I usually, like, during the summer, because I get to sleep however the fuck long I want, like, I feel like, refreshed, like, finally, morning. Not morning, because it's, like, 3 in the fucking afternoon, but whatever. I didn't feel fucking refreshed. I woke up, and I had the biggest fucking pain on my right cheek. And so, I go up, I go to the mirror, because I'm a self-centered little fucking, vain bitch, and I go to the mirror, and then I just look at myself, and there's the biggest fucking zit ever to ever fucking exist on anyone on my right cheek. And, you know, obviously I still had to, like, wash my face, like, skincare routine, duh, but, like, it hurts so fucking bad, and it's still hurting right now, and it's 3 a.m. Well, almost 4, but you get what I mean. And so that, like, right off the bat, my day was going so great. And then, okay, sorry, I had a burp. I hope you guys didn't hear that. That would be a little bit embarrassing, but okay. I need a breather because it's literally so, like, okay, first of all, my life isn't even that stressful. I'm just super, like, exaggerated. But, like, still, like, I guess it'd be fucking exaggerated. Like, I'm literally a fucking teenager. Like, I'm supposed to have these fucking mood swings. So, like, deal with it. Like, whatever. And so, okay. I wake up, pimple. I eat fucking dinner. Not even breakfast. My mom didn't even make me fucking breakfast. She skipped that shit. She went to dinner. Because it was, like, okay, kind of my fault. Because I woke up at, like, 3 a.m. I mean, 3 in the morning. 3 in the afternoon, but still, like, come on, like, make me breakfast. Like, it's not that fucking hard. Like, crack an egg over the stove. And I know I know you guys are gonna be like, well, Ben, if it's that easy, why don't you do it yourself? Because I don't fucking want to. Don't fucking question me. Like, ew. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm not gonna make myself a fucking egg. Like, if I'm gonna make myself something, it's not gonna be a basic little fucking egg. Like, un huevo, like, okay, huevo, like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? Like, no, if I'm gonna make myself something, it's gonna be, like, chorizo con papas, or, like, I don't fucking know, like, a bagel sandwich with, like, croutons on the, I don't fucking know, like, I'm gonna make myself something bougie, rich, and luxe. I'm not gonna make myself a fucking egg, because that's lame. Okay. My mom didn't even make me breakfast, you know, whatever. Dinner was fine. I actually liked dinner, you know, so whatever. And I literally just ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after that. And right now, I eat some chips. And that's all I ate the entire fucking day. What the... Okay, whatever. And so... That's over. And then... Okay. This is where my day really starts to get bad. And where my day really starts to just, like... Like, ew. Like, kick the bucket. Like, it literally fucking flops. Like, my day flops. Like, my day was, like... A little, like, down, up, like, a little bit up with the dinner, and then it just crashed. Call me Bitcoin, bitch, because I just fucking crashed. Like, here, after I eat dinner, you know, I browse Snapchat. I browse Snapchat stories, like, because I do that whenever I'm, like, fucking, like, bored the fuck out of my mind. I'm not playing my little fucking video game. And so... Scrolling stories, and I find this guy who I've honestly had it against him for so long because he is a cheater. Like, he's literally context, not really context, but, like, you know, he is notorious. Like, people know him for being a cheater. Like, they're like, eh. Oh, I almost said a thing. They're like, that guy, he's a fucking cheater. Like, we know him because he's a fucking cheater. And so, you know, everyone knows him for being a cheater. And, you know, surprisingly, like, I don't even know him like that. But I'm on his private story. What the fuck ever. Like, I've talked to him, like, once in my entire fucking life. And I'm on his private story, which is a little fucking weird. But whatever, like, I accept it. Like, duh. Like, obviously, I want to be in your private story. Like, even if I hate you, I want to be on your private story. Because, like, I don't hate many people. But, like, if I hate you, I want to be in your private story. Because, like... You know, like, I still, like, yeah, I can hate someone and have, like, a proper conversation with them. Like, I hate it with bitches. Like, when you hate someone, you, like, cannot talk about them. Like, oh my god, did you just say her name? I hate her. You can't talk about her. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, I'm allowed to talk about whoever the fuck I want. And if you hate them, that's your fucking business. Stop making it mine. I'm allowed to talk about whoever the fuck I want. And if you hate them, like, okay, grow the fuck up. Like, learn how to, like, deal with people you don't like. Because whenever you have a fucking job, you're gonna have to do that. Like, you're gonna have to deal with people you don't like. And oh fucking well, that's the fucking world, bitch. So, like, be fucking mature and learn how to deal with people you don't like. Like, it's not that fucking hard. Okay. Because I hate it when bitches my age, 14, by the way, I hate it when bitches my age are, like, oh my god, I hate her. Like, I literally cannot stand her. Like, I'm not gonna be next to her. Like, grow the fuck up. Like, you deal with it. Deal with it, bitch. Like, fucking deal with it. Like, like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, deal with it. Like, it's not that fucking hard. Like, it's not the end of the world if you sit next to the bitch you hate. You're not gonna fucking die. You're not gonna have a fucking ulcer. God, pretty sure that's not a word, but you get what I mean. So... You know, this guy, notorious for being a cheater, post, like, he always posts on his story, like, relationship quotes. Like, really, really fucking cringy. Like, if it were anyone, I would cringe at them because they're so fucking cringy. Like, who the fuck posts relationship quotes? Like, shut the fuck up. So, right off the bat, like, ew, cringe. Who the fuck are you? Why are you posting relationship quotes? Like, that's embarrassing. But, you know, the cheater, the well-known fucking cheater, is posting a relationship quote, and the quote said, "Why do girls always leave me? I treat them like goddesses." And I was so livid at that point. I was so angry, and, like, I was literally in anguish. Like, I was literally in fucking anguish. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, I was seething, I was melting, I was doing everything. Like, I was evaporating. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I was so angry because who the fuck do you think you are? You're a fucking cheater. Like, maybe they leave you because you're a fucking cheater. And I was going to be petty because, my day was already going bad. I was going to be petty and I was going to be like, well, maybe they fucking leave you because you're, like, you're a cheater. Maybe that's why they leave you. But I didn't. Because, again, I know how to fucking deal with people I don't like. Like, just because I don't like you doesn't mean I'm going to start fucking drama with you. Because that's fucking irresponsible. That's childlike. And that's fucking dumb. That's fucking dumb as fuck. Okay. So, you know... That really got me fucking livid because it's like, you're literally being a fucking hypocrite. Like, you know exactly why they don't like you. Like, you know exactly. Like, he has to fucking know why girls don't fucking like him, because he's a fucking cheater. Like, duh, you have to fucking know. Like, if he has to know. And the only reason he's doing that is to entrap, like, younger, more people that, okay, I can't make that claim about the younger, but, like, he's my age, he's 14. How the fuck much younger can they be? Like, you know, but, okay. Rewind. He's trying to entrap, like, girls that don't know him, and, like, oh, I'm a little, like, he's a pick-me boy. He's a fucking pick-me boy, and it's embarrassing as fuck. Shut the fuck up, you're a cheater. Like, you're a cheater. That's why people don't fucking pick you, because you're a cheater. Anyways. So, obviously, I screenshot that shit. And by the way, if I screenshot your story, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm 100% fucking making fun of you. Like, 100% I'm making fun of you, like, no matter what. Like, if I screenshot your shit, I'm making fucking fun of you. And it's expected, like, you should know that. Like, duh, I'm fucking making fun of you. Like, duh. Who the fuck screenshot? Like, who screenshots the story on accident? Who, like, how many times has that happened to you? Like, once. You screenshot shit on purpose. Like, duh. You have to press 2 buttons at the same time. Like, obviously I'm fucking doing that shit on purpose. And I'm obviously gonna make fun of you. Send it to the group chat. Duh. Like, duh. What the fuck? Don't be like, why'd you screenshot my shit? Because I'm making fun of you. Like, do you really want me to say that? No, obviously I'm gonna be a little fucking coward and be like, oh, I missed a screenshot on accident. Or like, oh, I was screen recording something else. Like, duh, that's la excusa de toda la vida. Like, that's the excuse of my entire life. I don't know how to directly translate that into English, but obviously. And so that really, like, that plummeted my day. That fucking plummeted my day so fucking hard. Because I was just like, dude, like, you're literally a hypocrite. Like, you're literally, like, ew. Like, back the fuck up. Like, back the fuck up, dude. Like, back the fuck up. Like, get, oh my god. Okay. Got angry. Whatever. And then, you know, my day went up a little bit. Because, like, you know, I'm talking to this guy. His name's Owen. Super sweet. Cutest cat ever. Like, he has the literally, his cat is the fucking cutest, and I'm so in love with this cat. I just, like, oh my god, you know, only with him for the cat, duh. But I'm not with him, we're just, like, you know, talking, whatever. Hey, sad thing is, I was in Colorado, which is whatever, I don't give a fuck, like, whatever, like, oh my god. And then I know why I'm so mad at that kid now. I know why I'm so mad at that fucking cheater. I know why I'm so mad at him. Because he's lucky enough to have people in his area, which is my area also. And by area, I mean, like, you know, like, a place where we live. Like, he has people in his area. Like, he doesn't have to, like, question whether someone is literally into their gender or not. Like, he doesn't. Because he's fucking straight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking ungrateful. Like, me complaining about it is obviously, like, there's obviously some sort of irony there, but I don't give a fuck. Like, it's so ungrateful that, like, he doesn't have to, like, constantly be in fear. Like, oh my god, like, this bitch is gonna, like, punch me in the fucking face and call me an F-slur or something. Like, whatever. What the fuck ever. Okay, let's stop talking about him because I'm just gonna get so mad. So, Owen, oh my god. Like, literally just thinking about his cat makes me so, like, happy. Like, I love his cute little cat. That sounds like a euphemism for something, but it really isn't. Like, I literally just love his cat. I don't know its name, though. I should have asked, but it's like a orange cat. I don't know what the breed is. Pretty sure it's like a tabby cat or some stupid fucking, who the fuck, okay, tabby cat. That's a, what the fuck kind of breed is that? Like, if you just want me, like, you're gonna have a tabby cat. I honestly would be so offended if someone told me, here's your tabby cat. Like, what the fuck? Like, ew, who wants that? A tabby? That shit sounds like, oh, okay. But, why am I being mean? See? This is exactly what fucking cheaters do to my personality. Like, I literally love his cat, and now I'm dissing the cat. Whatever. So, honestly, my day went up. And then, and I went on a meagle. This is after, by the way. After Owen went to sleep because he lives in fucking Colorado. Whatever. So, I went on a meagle. You know, I started chatting with some guys. Like, hey, hi, what you doing? But, you know, like, the basics. It's fucking Omegle. Like, what do you expect? So, and then I met this guy, and he's really fucking nice, you know, we both knew there was a vibe, obviously there was a fucking vibe, like, he would smile at everything I said, I would smile at everything he said, like, there was a vibe, like, you could tell, like, immediately. And so I asked for a snap, obviously I got his fucking snap, duh, and he asked for mine, I gave him mine, duh, and, you know, we both have a amigo. Oh my god, excuse me. Okay. We both hop off of Omegle, and, you know, we start texting on Snap, and then we have a little, like, video chat on Snap. Who the fuck video chats on Snap? Fucking no one, exactly, which is, red flag were right in and of itself, like, are you gonna call me on Snap? Like, ew, whatever. And so, you know, I don't want to make it out to be that he was the only one trying to, like, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say, like, he was the only one trying to do it, like, obviously, like, me too, like, yes, like, I was going along with it, like, totally consensual, by the way, like, he didn't just send me in, like, an unsolicited picture, but, like, we do our business, he nuts in, like, max 6 minutes, and he was etching. He was literally fucking edging and he nutted in like 6 minutes. Like, ew, fucking pathetic. Get the fuck out of my face. Just kidding. If you nut in 6 minutes, you're fine. Whatever. No one cares. Just make sure you please the other person. Obviously, he didn't fucking please me because I didn't get the nut. Whatever. I pulled up my pants because I don't want to, like, make him just, like, sit there. You know? Because it's weird. So I pulled up my pants. And then the motherfucker tries to get slick with me. He tried to get fucking slick with me and he thought I wouldn't notice because, you know, like, that shit where you put your phone on airplane mode so that it's, like, reconnecting? He pulled that trick and I fucking know he did. I know it because it's so fucking obvious. Like, his screen went blank, his screen went unblank, his screen went blank. And then it was like, oh, reconnecting, bitch. Like, duh, fucking obviously you put it on fucking airplane mode. It's not that fucking hard to tell. Like, duh, you're not fucking slick. I hate when people think they can get slick with me because they can. Because they pull shit like that and it's so fucking obvious. Like, no, dumbass. Like, I know you went on airplane mode. It's not that fucking hard to tell. Okay. Like, shut the fuck. Oh my god, don't ever fucking get slick with me. Like, especially, like, that guy, don't fucking get slick with me. Like, if you just want to say, hey, I want to hang out, like, I only want to news, like, okay, like, do your thing, boo, like, do your thing, I don't give a fuck, just don't get fucking slick with me, because I'll fucking, like, I don't, like, just don't get slick with me, don't do it, okay, I need to calm down, I need, power in, okay. God's fucking slick with me, don't ever fucking get slick with me, okay. Got slick with me, and, you know, like, obviously me, I texted him, like, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, obviously I shouldn't have, because now he has me, like, on delivery for 2 hours, whatever, I don't give a fuck, just, like, a deadbeat fucking loser who comes in, like, 6 minutes, whatever, you know, I was like, hey, you know what, because he's still, like, he was a little messy with it. I was like, hey, you know what? Text me when you're done cleaning up. Or call me. So, you know, we can talk. Never fucking happened. Whatever. Don't give a fuck. Like, duh. I don't care. Whatever, dude. Like, go on with your fucking life. Just don't fuck. Like, don't get slick with me. Like, moral of the story. Don't get fucking slick with me. And don't be a cheater. And don't be a manipulative person, because I really thought we hit it off, and I was like, oh my god, like, we hit it off, like, this guy's really nice, like, duh, he's funny too, like, he was funny, whatever, he had pretty eyes, just don't, like, as soon as he got slick with me, I knew it, like, I was like, nope, bye, back the fuck up, like, don't ever get slick with me, don't ever lie to me, don't ever do nothing, like, don't ever fucking get slick with me, and don't lie to me, because if you lie to me, I'm not gonna find out 100% of the time, duh, like, sometimes you can get away with it, but, like, if it's an obvious fucking lie, and I catch you in it, I'm gonna tell you shit, like, I'm gonna be like, dude, why the fuck did you lie to me, like, I'm never the fucking confrontational type, like, I'm the least confrontational person ever, because it's, like, like, no, like, ew, why would, like, it's, I find it so ugly when people, like, confront other people. But if you lie to me, I'm gonna confront you, because, like, don't fucking ever lie to me. Don't ever get slick with me, because, ew, who the fuck gets slick with me? No one. Oh my god. Don't fucking, like, ew, don't ever fucking lie to me. Don't ever get slick with me. And don't be a fucking cheater, because I hate those three things. A liar, a cheater, and someone who tries to get slick. And a manipulator, too. I hate those four things. I hate those four things. Like, ew, get the fuck away from me. Like, ew. Okay. If you're one of those four things, if you're a manipulator, if you're trying to get slick with someone, if you're a cheater, back the fuck off of my podcast. Back the fuck off. Ew, get off of my page. Gross. Absolutely disgusting. Don't even, ew, oh my god. Don't even try it. So, that was moral of the story. I'm a big fucking dramatic bitch. Nothing, like, eventful happened. I'm just being over dramatic. But guess what? I'm allowed to. It's my fucking life. And I'm allowed to be dramatic. And, you know, I'm allowed to. Like, sorry, not sorry. I'm allowed to be dramatic. Don't give a fuck what you say. Like, okay. I'm really sorry. It's just so, like, ew, don't, oh my god, like, I can't stress it enough. Don't ever get slick with me. Don't ever fucking get slick with me. Because, like, that guy, he really thought he did something. Like, he really thought I wouldn't notice. Like, duh, it's obvious. Like, I've done it before. I do it all the time. Also, I'm gonna know how it looks like on the other end. Like, ew. Whatever. Don't give a fuck. It's stupid. It's dumb. Well, if I'm talking about it, I obviously do give a fuck. Like, okay, yeah, I do give a fuck. What are you gonna do about it? Like, okay, I give a fuck. Like, what are you gonna do? I'd rather give a fuck than give zero fucks and look like a dumb lunatic bitch. God. I don't give a fuck mentality. I don't. I think it's so toxic. And, like, so, like, it's so backwards. Like, dude, like, if you give a fuck about something, give a fuck about it. Like, if let yourself be able to feel emotions. Because if you're just, like, that stone cold hard bitch, then you'll be known as the stone cold hard bitch who has no fucking emotions, can't show them properly without, like, you know. It's like, show your fucking emotions, dude. Like, I know a lot of guys, like, I know it mostly affects the guys. Also affects the girls, and it's just like, dude, fuck those gender stereotypes. Like, if you're a guy and you wanna express your emotions, express them. Like, no one's gonna give a fuck. Like, ew, like, back the fuck off. Like, gross. But, like, and, like, the girls, like, to the girls, I, like, the same shit. Like, just, like, don't listen to what anyone has to say. Like, if you ever have to fucking cry, cry. Like, it's like, why wouldn't you, like, if you want to cry, cry. Like, why wouldn't you cry if you want to cry? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I get that there must be, like, some sort of trauma. Like, don't, like, I know that there's some sort of trauma, because I used to be that person that, like, oh, I have to be this stone cold hard bitch so that people will, like, be nice to me and respect me. Not respect me, because I never expected respect out of someone. Like, respect is just something that's earned. It shouldn't be, like, asked for. But, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, it was just, it's like such a horrible fucking mentality. And sadly, like, most of the teenagers, like, people my age have it. And I just feel so sad. Like, and I'm not even trying to be like, oh, I'm the best teenager to ever exist. Like, I've never suffered from this. Like, I'm literally higher than thou. I'm not. Like, I'm literally a fucking teenager. Like, I'm 14. Like, you know, like, I'm a fucking child. Obviously, it doesn't excuse me from some of my actions, which I will gladly fucking apologize for some of them. From the ones that should be apologized for. But, like, it's just, like, you have to realize that, like, at the end of the day, you're a fucking human. And you're gonna have to show your emotions somehow, or if not, you're gonna die quicker. Like, I'm pretty sure there's 100%, not 100%, like 99.999% sure that there's a study that shows that being, like, bottling up your emotions shortens your age. 100%. Not 100%, 99.9%. 99.99% sure that there's a study that proves, or not proves, or that, well, yeah, proves and links bottling up your emotions to shortening of age. Like literally 1,000%. Because, like, it makes sense. Like, we're humans. Like, we're meant to have feelings. Like, I just don't get it. Like, in all perspectives, it's just kind of like, it's not dumb, because it obviously has some sort of trauma with it, and I don't want to call that dumb, but it's just like, you just feel bad for them, and you're just like, if only you knew the power that, like, being able to cry, like, honestly, like, being able to cry in someone's hands is, like, the bravest thing ever. Like, if a guy ever came up to me and started crying in my hands, like, I would instantly fall in love with that bravery, because that requires bravery, and that requires courage, and that requires, like, self-comfort. Like, you're comfortable in yourself, and, like, you will never catch me on crying on someone, because although I am, like, comfortable with myself, like, by myself, like, and I will cry, you know, in front of my close friends or whatever, like, I just can't do it in front of strangers. Like, I can't do it in front of, like, in the bus, or, like, in the train, or, like, in the plane. It's, like, no, like, I don't have that self-confidence. And, like, if someone ever has that self-confidence in front of me, like, I feel, like, I just, like, I feel like they're so powerful, and they have everything in their control. Whatever. At the end of the day, get pissed on.